Hello there, I'm Paige Estritori, bringing you the weekly insurance news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. Let's start off today's Friday, March 7th, 2025 edition with a look at the heated debate around opposition leader Peter Dutton's divestment strategy designed to lower insurance premiums. Many in the industry, such as InsurTech leader Scott Norton and broker Pitara Tanivasa, champion for improved disaster preparedness rather than breaking up major insurers. They point towards high premiums as a testament to inadequate flood defenses and fire breaks. Stacy Finnegan from RepX rings a similar tune, emphasizing local government's role in enhancing building standards to mitigate claims. However, the plan by Mr. Dutton holds water for some, leading to a division in the industry where the outcomes remain to be seen. Segueing neatly into the next story, addressing the elephant in the room, the Insurance Council of Australia has proposed a whopping $30.15 billion flood defense fund as part of their election agenda. The council, well aware of the financial calamities floods have been causing, hopes their initiative to bring together federal, New South Wales, Queensland, and Victorian governments will make a dent in this pressing issue. Last year itself saw insurance claims from floods amounting to $32 billion. If the proposed strategy proves successful, the implications may well be far-reaching. We're talking substantial reductions in insurance premiums and wider developments to counteract future climate adversities. Next, we move into personal health coverage. Rising living costs and impending premium hikes have left many Australians reconsidering their healthcare insurance options. Research from Finder has brought to light that within this year, 16% of surveyed Australians plan to cancel their private health coverage. With the younger generation, mainly 25% of Generation Z and 20% of Generation Y, showing considerable inclination to cancel by the end of this year, the scenario needs proper addressing. Of course, there are costs and benefits to weigh, but dropping private health insurance may lead to longer wait times for healthcare services and higher out-of-pocket expenses. Wrapping up this week's news, we shift our gaze to the future with the upcoming Insurance News Outlook 2025 conference on March 12th in Sydney, with the aim to discuss emerging technological advancements, brokerage evolution, and regulatory priorities. The forum gears up to host some of the industry's sharpest minds. Key spotlight includes a keynote by Hollard Australia founder Richard Enthoven and discussions led by esteemed participants such as InsurTech Australia CEO Simone Dossitor and Coalition GM Sam Weaver. This sure-to-be-insightful event promises to debate on many challenging aspects of the industry, giving us all something to look out for. And that brings us to the end of this edition of the Weekly Insurance News Wrap. I'm Paige Estritori from Financial Services Online. Remember to stay informed and stay protected. Visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for more. Until next time, take care, Australia.